Leaders of the two biggest parties in parliament have held their first official talks since the elections. The meeting between Mirek Topolánek, leader of the Civic Democrats who won the elections, and Prime Minister Jiří Paroubek, leader of the Social Democrats who came second, was a key step towards finding a way out of the political stalemate that's emerged after the polls produced a hung parliament. Rob Cameron joins me now in the studio. Rob, the two men appeared at a joint press conference following the talks. What did they say?
Well, Pavla, they said exactly what everybody expected them to say. Mr. Paroubek said his party would not support Mr. Topolánek's centre-right coalition when it asks for a vote of confidence in Parliament in just over 2 weeks' time. And Mr. Topolánek does need that support. Any right of centre coalition would command exactly half, 100 of the 200 seats in the lower house. So without at least one opposition MP either voting for or leaving the chamber, Mr. Topolánek cannot become Prime Minister.
So why is Mirek Topolánek seeking a vote of confidence at all if it's already doomed to fail?
Well, nothing can be ruled out completely, of course. There might be a defection from the ranks of the Social Democrats, but that's seen as highly unlikely. Many commentators argue that Mr. Topolánek is merely going through the motions and that this first attempt is merely a sort of well-rehearsed political piece of theatre for the people who voted for the Civic Democrats. Those commentators are sure that what the two men really discussed today on Friday was the future division of power after this vote of confidence in the centre-right cabinet fails.
And what form might that division of power take?
Well, there are a number of possibilities, Pavlo. Once again, both men repeated that a grand coalition was at this stage out of the question, although it's important to stress those words, at this stage. Another option is a minority Civic Democrat cabinet tolerated by the Social Democrats, the Christian Democrats and the Greens. Mr. Paroubek, the Prime Minister, stressed that his party, the Social Democrats, were in favour of a caretaker government of technocrats. But again, that seems unlikely.
So, Rob, what happens next?
What happens next is more talks. Both Mr. Topolánek and Mr. Paroubek said bilateral talks would continue. Indeed, Mr. Topolánek said they were merely at the beginning. And that's crucial, I think, to understanding this situation. The Czech media have been banging on about the two smaller parties in Mr. Topolánek's planned coalition, the Christian Democrats and the Greens, but they're almost bit players. The real story here are the Civic Democrats and the Social Democrats. Almost 70% of those Czechs who voted in these elections voted for them. They control 155 of the 200 seats in the lower house. Neither party can govern without the other's say-so. So it's all about them.
Thanks very much for that, Rob.